I am Maggie Murr, welcoming you to this guided meditation for grief by Closets, Cars, and Curiosities. Before we begin, let's be reminded again that this podcast and all related posts and content are presented solely for general informational, educational, and entertainment purposes. This is not intended as a substitute for the advice of a physician, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional, diagnosis, or treatment, and does not create a therapist-client relationship. Always seek the guidance and assistance of your doctor or other qualified health professional with any questions you may have regarding your personal health or any medical condition and/or any opinions expressed within this site. It is imperative that you do not listen to this podcast while driving, operating heavy machinery, tending to children, or engaging in any activity that requires conscious thought. Consult with your doctor and/or other qualified health professional prior to listening to this recording. If you are not able to provide this your full attention safely, please return another time when you can. Welcome to this meditation for grief. If you have lost someone recently, a spouse, a parent, a friend, if you have lost a job, or a home, or an ability, a way of being. COVID inflicted unexpected change on nearly everyone and took from many beloved friends and family, but also took lifestyles, homes, and ways of being in the world, ways of working, playing, exercising, and being in a village. COVID stole from many our trust in our ways, in our world. If you are struggling with grief, grab a blanket, a pillow, a comfortable chair, a yoga mat, a cup of tea or coffee, a snack even. Grab anything at all that wraps you in comfort. Pull up beside the sound of my voice as we embark together on this meditation for grief. You can pause this recording to situate yourself now. If you paused, welcome back. Let's together close our eyes and begin to slow down our breath. Let's honor the precious vessel within your chest that is hurting now. If it feels comfortable for you, put your hand to where your heart is beating. Be reminded that your heart has been with you even before you were born. How amazing is that part of you that has been through every laugh, every tear, every moment of love and hope, sadness and loneliness, every fear. Support your aching heart with your hand. Love this heart for beating so that you may live this journey. Feel the warmth of your own hand as it supports your heart. And with your hand, in this loving, supportive gesture, let's breathe together long, slow, deep belly breaths, beginning with an intake count of 4 and an out breath of 6. Slow down and join me where you can. Breathe in 2, 3, 4. Breathe out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Slowing down still. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Continue your deep belly breaths as I share with you what I tell my clients as a psychotherapist and a life coach. I remind them that the saline solution that's in your eyes is a similar solution as the ocean's tides. If you asked me to end your grieving process for you, it would be like asking me to end the process of our tides. If I had the power to end the process of the tides moving in and out, ending their relationship to the shore, to do so would end all life on earth. So what would it do for you if you hold back your grief, if you hold back the tears? You would be holding back negative energies, trapping them in a body that requires fluidity and movement to regenerate. Most people refuse the grieving process because they feel like it's going to knock them down at the knees. They feel like they might never recover from that. "I feel like I'm drowning," I hear them say. I too know that feeling. "I am afraid if I start crying, it will never end." It's true. Allowing the tide of grief within you and the expression of tears and words and emotions will feel like the tide is taking you down at the knees, and the fear that you will never get back up is real. But by the very nature of allowing a tide to move through you, that tide dissipates its energy. The tide will again roll out. You experience the promise of the tide to roll in and then roll out, and all the while, your heart, your muscles, your stance are growing stronger. You can begin to trust that movement of the tide in both directions. But in that, you will also learn to trust your ability to navigate those tides. And then, just as it happens, when the tide rushes the shore, there will come a day when the tide of grief has receded, and you'll notice that that tide you thought would drown you has receded, and in its wake has deposited tiny gems at your feet, gems of connection to other people or places or animals or memories, gems that are communications from your grief that ask you to reconsider the life that you are living. These communications ask you to reconsider what makes you happy. Do these things still make you happy, or does something have to change? How do you spend your time, and how do you want to spend the time that you have that's still remaining? Who do you love, and how do you want to spend your time with them? Time is our most precious commodity, and grief gifts us with the knowing that there are only so many hours in a day, days in a week, and weeks in a lifetime. Grief whispers when you are ready to hear. Are you still living your best life? And what will you change to fall in love again with living? These are the gems that are waiting for you to discover them. So in this moment, now, again, feel into your heart and ask your heart to show you the person you have lost, the job, the home, or the way of being, and continue to breathe out to the count of six, in to the count of four, in 2, 3, 4, out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Only this time, as you are breathing long, slow, deep breaths, be intentional that you are breathing out your grief and negative emotions with every exhale, and breathing in new, fresh air, rejuvenated oxygen into every cell. Breathe out the absence of the person or experience you have loved and lost. Breathe out the pain from the parts of your body that feel aching, as though those parts have gills. Perhaps you need to breathe out from your heart. Do that now. Or the depths of your belly. Or your throat. Your jaw. Your shoulders. Note that parts of your body are holding grief, and breathe out from those. Just as importantly as releasing negative energies through your breath, because after all, emotions are just energies. Breathe fresh air into all of your cells for new experiences. New experiences of your life, new experiences of this person in different form, whether that is a spiritual form for you or a memory form. As you breathe out the negative energies and breathe in precious fresh air, feel into your heart for gratitude. Gratitude that you have lost someone or something of such importance that you could feel this much grief at their absence. That's something
very special you have known. Continue your long, slow, deep breaths, releasing grief from your heart while welcoming fresh air into your cells and feeling gratitude. For the next 10 minutes, as you listen to the sound of the tides, sharing with you what it is for the tide to come in and feeling the trust that the tide will go out. And when that tide does go out, there will be tiny gems waiting for you that you just cannot see or know right now.
Thank you.
keeping your eyes closed and continuing those long, slow, deep breaths, hearing still the movement of the tides, ask your heart, "Heart, what do you want me to know about my grief?" Feel in your body the waves of the tide coming in as you ask about your grief, but too, hear the waves as they move out, and notice that you are getting your sea legs, or better said, your sea heart is strengthening. Yes, this tide of grief seeks to strengthen your sea heart. Stay breathing, and with gratitude for your heart and the communication of your heart to your body, what it wants you to know. Then ask, "Heart, what could I do to soothe your pain?" And listen for your heart's answer. And when you are ready, continuing those long, slow, deep breaths, you may open your eyes gently to your environment. Take your time. Be gentle with you, especially with your heart. And when you feel ready, write down the answers to your questions and commit to doing just one small thing for your heart today. Don't forget to breathe in and out, just like the tide, just like the tide that moves the grief. Eat kindly today. Drink lots of water. Both are communications of gratitude to your body for being willing to release negative energies and welcome new energies into your being. Find a moment to laugh. Call a friend, but be gentle with you. May you take this day one magical heartbeat and breath at a time as your sea heart strengthens, releasing old energies as you go, and breathing in new energies for your healing.
We at Closets, Cars, and Curiosities have very much enjoyed creating and providing you with this guided meditation for grief. We hope that you have enjoyed this experience too. As a reminder, it's important to be cautious if you are returning to driving, operating heavy machinery, tending to children, or engaging in any activity that requires conscious thought. Always seek the guidance and assistance of a qualified health professional or any other professional with any questions you may have regarding your personal health or any medical condition, and or on any opinions expressed within this meditation and all related posts, content, and site.